There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're going to take a look at what's been happening in earnings season here in the UAE.
We are indeed, yes. It's deadline day for UAE companies to report their half-year and quarterly profits. Essentially, if you're a UAE company listed on the stock market, you've got 45 days after the end of the quarter to report your earnings. So 15th of August, it's 45 days since the end of June. Joining us on the line to give us some perspective is the veteran investor, Mohammed Yassin. Mohammed, good talking to you. Thanks very much indeed for being with us today.
Morning, Richard. It's lovely being with you guys.
So, first of all, let's take the bigger picture view. If you look back on all the companies that have reported, and we've heard from the biggies like the MRs and the Etisalats of this world, how's it been? Good, bad, or indifferent?
I think neutral is the general trend we've seen. Most of those big companies, they came, we would say, within expectations, plus or minus 2 to 3% mostly. It's not really surprising in view of what we're seeing in terms of the economic cycle that we are in. On the banking sector, as you expect, the lending is still continues to be, in single digits mostly, with the exception probably of DIB and Emirates NBD. And the real estate sector, of course, we've seen the AMRs and DAR. AMR overall as a global company has done well, but the AMR development part of it, which is the UAE concentrated part, came way below and affected their results for the sector.
Well, let's talk about real estate for a second, because I think this is interesting. About this time yesterday, we had the numbers from DAMAC, big developer. Mm-hmm. Their profits were down sharply, down by about 80-odd percent or so. They made 800 million dirhams in the first half of last year, but just 80 million dirhams in the first half of this year. MR Development as well, you say, has seen a slowdown. Yet we spoke to Greg Fewer, the chief finance officer of Aldar, just a few days ago when their numbers came out, and they were really, really good. Sales have increased at Aldar in the first half of this year, and their profits have nudged higher as well. So I would have thought, essentially, real estate market in the UAE is a bit gloomy at the moment, therefore developers will all do badly. But there's been some inconsistencies, Mohammed, and I don't quite get that. What can you tell us?
Well, let me, if you allow me, I wouldn't put DAMAC in the same place with Amar and Dar. DAMAC is a single developer in my view. It's very concentrated, and it benefits from the boom of Dubai. But since 2014, it's just been going downhill, and I think it's been losing market share. Because mostly they don't have the financial power like Dar and Amar, where they can, for example, give you 5 years post handover payment plans where they are subsidizing that financing of it. Dar and Amar are two strong stories. Amar is the global one out of all these three companies, in my view. But still, UAE looked in terms of deliveries of units. So you do sell, for example, the first lot, when you launch the project, you sell the 5-10%. But when it comes to the delivery of the last, maybe 60% of the project, you find people are hesitant on paying, coughing up with that money and to take those units up. And therefore, the company cannot realize those profits on its balance sheet. Dar has benefited because it sold some land. If you remember, there was land and in areas like Shahama and that area. And those kind of selling of land is usually high margin for those companies because they don't have to do development. Development is by the buyers. And therefore, they have a good mix of, if you want, kind of in their portfolios of land, units, villas, and therefore they can mix and try to avoid kind of slowness in certain sectors. Still, the growth that we expect is a reflection of where we are today. I think Amar and Dar are managing much better than them for now.
Finally, a quick word on takeovers, mergers and acquisitions. We've seen a few recently. We've got the big one in Abu Dhabi that's going on. I know you're looking at Abu Dhabi Commercial Bank, UNB and Al Hilal. We've got Shuar Capital being taken over, investment bank here. Here in Dubai, you've got a DIB and Norbank. Quite a few, particularly in the finance sector. What impact will that have going forward on the UAE's banking scene?
Well, I think honestly, the ADCB, UMB, and Hilal is really a mega kind of merger within the UAE sector. We were hoping that the kind of results would be much more positive, but the ADCB results in Q2 of the combined banks units was disappointing to the market. It looks like there's some cleanup operations still going on between the some of the balance sheets of the other banks. On the Dubai, I think the Noor and Dubai Islamic, it's a smaller kind of merger because Noor Bank is like about 20-22% of assets of Dubai DIB. It looks like it's good. Noor Bank is being taken at a time where it is really clean with good growth of 20 plus, so it should help DIB with their results going forward. And Emirates NBD, I think they decided to go with their Turkish kind of takeover, and that looks like a if it works really and it delivers the numbers that we talked about, Emirates NBD will become the global bank of the UAE, I think, because they have a franchise in other than the UAE. They have Saudi, they have Egypt, and you take this European bank with 14 countries presence, and then you really have a global bank based here starting from the UAE. But honestly, I refer to the point that you also just talked about of inverted yield curve also and the effects on the banking sector. And that worries us a bit because that could have some negative effects on going forward on the bank's willingness to lend, because they really is the lending at the longer term is doesn't give the kind of returns as on the shorter terms, and banks may not be willing to lend long term with such environment. So let's wait and see how this affects Q3 also going forward.
Mohammed, great talking to you as ever. Thanks very much indeed. Chief Strategy Officer at Al Dhabi Capital, Mohammed Yassin, appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.